League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So they had the weigh-in yesterday. Mike Tyson slapped, punched Jake Paul yesterday afternoon. It convinced me that I'm taking Jake Paul in this one. First of all, he's bigger. He looks like he's younger. He's
Mike
stronger.
Mike Tyson is 233. Jake Paul is the most bloated 220 he's ever been. Mike is a legitimate 233. Mike Tyson's bigger. He's shorter, but he weighed in at 233. Paul was 220. Jake got a little shook when Tyson, he initially kind of froze up. I think he was thinking, you know, he's a showman and all that stuff. When Mike slapped him, I think, because he stepped on Mike's foot. And Mike, apparently, according to people close to him reading these articles, he's been getting really fed up with the trash talk stuff. Like, you know, Mike is different now. He's got to take medicine. So no. Mike may not be taking his medicine right now.
58, dude.
I know. 58. I got all that stuff. But I think Jake got a little shook when Mike slapped him, I think, for a second.
I don't think he was shook
at all.
And
then everyone got in front of him, and he started going, it didn't hurt. I think Jake didn't think he was about to get slapped in the face. He's got to remember now, Mike Tyson, whether Mike can beat him or not at age 58, you know, we'll find out. Mike Tyson,
I don't think he was shook at all in the least. He stood there and he bowed up and he was ready to go. He was not shaking at all.
Go watch it again. When he does
it, I'm watching it 20 times in a row.
Any of those 20 times, did Jake Paul move forward after he got slapped?
No, he just bowed up.
He stayed right where he was.
Right.
He stayed right where he was because he realized.
He said it didn't even hurt.
I know he said that. Come after Mike Tyson then. Go get Mike Tyson then. Jake
well,
Paul,
I'm just telling you, 58 is 58,
Mike
dude.
Tyson,
it's a big difference.
Literally tried to push your nose. I'm not disagreeing at all. Mm. I'm saying one guy is built as somebody who wanted to hurt you and kill you in the ring. He wanted to push your nose bone. And he said there's a nose bone that you can push into the brain if you punch him and it can kill them. And that's what I try to do when I'm in the ring. Mike Tyson said this. Mike Tyson literally wanted to inflict as much damage. There's a lot of trauma in Mike's background, if you know Mike's background. A lot of trauma with how he came up. Mike Tyson wanted to hurt you as much as he could.
Yeah.
And it's a duality in mind. He's got a loving side, but he's got an evil side to him. Jake Paul's a streamer. Jake Paul's a showman. I give Jake so much respect for all that. Jake isn't – the difference is he's 58. I mean, it's not – you're right. It's the age difference. But the way these two mentally are built, Jake's not ready for what it is. Like, Jake's not built like Mike Tyson mentally. Probably a good thing, by the way. It's probably a great thing for him. Have you just caught Mike Tyson really recently? It's gotten really dark for Mike. It's gotten really, really dark. Some of the things he's saying, it makes me worry. Now, he still has to be able to do it at age 58. It's one thing to look a certain way in a gym, throwing punches. It would be the first time a 58-year-old, other than that one guy. Remember that one guy on the bus where the old white guy with the beard, and then that guy got in his face, and then he started beating the brakes off.
Yeah, this is a little different.
And he said, call the amber lamps. Remember amber lamps instead of – he couldn't say ambulance. He said, call the amber lamps.
Yeah.
That was probably the greatest beatdown of a guy 30 years older than the other guy. But in this particular instance – I don't know. I know I'm watching. Are you watching? It's free on Netflix.
Oh, absolutely, I'm watching.
I'm 100%.
It's a can't miss. I think this will be one of the highest rate because everybody has Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
This and you don't have to pay more for it. Oh my God, this is going to be one of the highest paid boxing matches in forever.
It's going to be unbelievable. I don't
highest
know.
Watched.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just an interesting model for a general consumer because look, Jake Paul can do stuff like this because he's his own promoter, really, and he works outside the auspice of boxing or MMA. What he does, but you're right. Like, it's exciting that. Wait a minute. Is there a chance that we might be able to start getting great fights at some point, whether it's boxing or,
but who?
Or mixed martial arts on Prime or on Hulu or on Netflix? Is there a chance that we get that?
Well,
instead of
if
paying $70 every time the UFC comes on,
if these numbers are through the roof, absolutely,
they will.
But Jake Paul and Mike Tyson
they're
still the biggest names. The show before us. Do you know who the heavyweight boxing champion is?
Oh, it is. Oh my God! Hold on.
No one knows, and they said it, and I've never heard. I never heard of him.
Yeah, and I used to watch boxing just religiously.
It's not
Anthony Joshua.
Oleksandr Usyk.
Oh yeah, no, we don't care about him.
No, we don't care about him. If he was on my big toe, I'd be like, "Who? Hey, big dude, get off my toe! I don't know who you are." Never heard of him today.
So Jake Paul, by the way, has gained 45 pounds for this fight. He's a thicker, bigger. It's going to slow him down.
He's moving up
in
class, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a true heavyweight.
No, he's moving up in class, that's for sure.
But all this is like, we can't have these regular fight conversations because one guy's not a boxer and one guy's 58.
So it's funny.
We can't have real, you know, like, well, I think if Tyson could jab his way in, you know, it's still Mike's ability to move his head and jab his way in. Yeah, you can kind of talk about that stuff, but really it just comes down to, can Tyson catch him early? I want Tyson to put him on a stretcher, and I want Jake to be stretched out of there.
Who has Jake Paul fought so far?
He got beat when he fought a real fighter. Well, he fought UFC, fought Nate Robinson, a basketball player. He fought Tyrone Woodley twice and beat him twice, but it's a UFC fighter. But, you know, that was a legit. I give him credit for beating UFC fighters. They're also strikers. But when he fought Tommy Fury, Tyson Fury's brother, he got badly outboxed. Tommy Fury is a fighter. Some have argued whether or not he's a real fighter or a legitimate fighter. He is a legitimate boxer. You can talk about how good he is or whatever, but Tommy Fury sat there and kept him at the end of his jab and really just whipped him. He just outboxed him.
Well,
and it was pretty substantially, by the way.
He's never been hit like he's going to be hit tonight.
Probably
because Mike Tyson, he still has hammer hands.
He's just built. I mean, genetically, he's just built different.
And now, if Tyson can hit him now, then you're going to find out whether or not Jake Paul can take that kind of punch.
Jake's not a real 220. He's a puffed up. He's a puffed up 220. I mean, you don't just, you know, if you get bigger and bigger, you grow into your body. It usually happens by your mid 20s. This is a guy who he's what, around 30, somewhere around there.
27.
Oh, he's 27. He's only 27. Okay. Well, he still gained 45 pounds. That's not normal weight, natural weight for his body type. So you're still talking about a much bigger, thicker, stronger man in a different weight class. I mean, once again, he's 58. But let me see. Tyson, I'm going to see if any odds have changed on this Tyson-Paul. Nah, not really. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul still minus 240. The over-under, I did see the over-under is like, here's some of the odds, John. Fight goes a distance, plus 130. Now, you said it's 8 rounds, 2 minutes. I don't think there's any prayer that goes the distance. Tyson wins by decision, plus 1,000. Paul wins by decision, plus 250. Tyson wins by KO, plus 300. Paul wins by KO, which I think Tyson and Paul winning by KO are the two you look at. Paul winning by KO. Let me see.
That's got to be the favorite.
Why do they not have that? Well, they don't have Paul here. No. Well, they've got it by rounds for Paul. If Paul knocks out Tyson, TKO, KO, or disqualification. Because if Mike Tyson does something crazy and gets DQ'd, that counts also. Round one is plus 2,000. Round two is plus 1,500. Round three is plus 1,400. Round four is plus 1,200. Round five is plus 1,200. Like, all of them are plus over 1,000. I almost feel like you just take the first five rounds and just bet them all. And you're going to collect because either he's going to do that or Tyson's going to do that, one or the other.
Oh, so it doesn't matter who wins as long as it's
well.
The
no, no, no. Because Tyson plus 1,200, Tyson plus 1,200, Tyson plus 1,400, Tyson 2,000 in round four. Yeah. But we know Tyson is an early knockout specialist, so it's either going to be Tyson early or it's going to be Paul in the middle round. You know, rounds three through six. I think it's going to be right. One or the other. This sucker is not going to decision. But is this 2 minutes? It is 2 minutes. So
I mean, it's a lot faster. Listen. Well, there's going to be a lot more action, I think. Mike ain't sitting back and jabbing and dancing, and Mike's going after him. 2 minutes of Tyson action is different than anybody else. Mike is going in like a bull.
I think so. I want you to listen to Mike Tyson. He was being interviewed by a 12-year-old girl. This is a 12-year-old girl. She's a little cute girl. She's got a little top on. She's 12, maybe 13. She's in that age. And she's got her glasses on, and she's just asking Mike her questions, you know, like, you know, when the younger you are, the better the chance are that you can get some kind of media spot because people are like, oh, it's so cute. Listen to – I told you Mike Tyson's in kind of a dark place right now.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to this interview. She's asking questions, and generally you would just say, you know, listen to the question and listen to Mike's answer.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Huh? Existential.
That is something that I have not heard before. Someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, "I want my legacy to be this way"? When you're dead, why do you want to play? Do you think somebody really wants to think about you? How? What's the audacity? I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? My kids, maybe, or grandkids. Who cares?
That's a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
Mike is in a different place right now. I'm just praying.
He's Jean-Paul Tyson.
Sart.
Yeah. I mean, that's all.
He is a total nihilist right now, but he is like, this is dark Mike Tyson right now. And I got to, as somebody who has spent too much time going down rabbit holes with streamers who act like total a-holes, you know, what's happened to Jack, what's his name, Jack McDowell, not Jack McDowell, what's that little prick's name, Dell? The Jack guy?
Whoa.
The little white guy who walks around and tries to bully people with his
streamers.
He's got a huge bodyguard. Well, you can't miss it if you're on YouTube.
I'm not.
So it's this punk ass kid who's probably like 17, and he'll walk around and then he runs into people in the mall, and when they get pissed off, he's got a bodyguard he hired to get right in their face, like to beat them up if they try anything. This kid's been getting his ass wrecked lately. Slapped, wrecked his car. I know, exactly. This guy, Johnny Somali, who goes to is it Korea and disrespects their entire culture.
How did you get to this place? What are you talking about?
No, I stream. I'm looking at stuff, and all of a sudden it pops up. My algorithm shows me streamers acting like a-holes, and now they're getting all beat.
What does this have to do with the fight?
Because Jake Paul, I'm telling you, this is why. It's a bad run for streamers.
Jake Paul
is a streamer. That's where he got started.
All right.
He got started. Break. Streamers are getting their ass kicked lately. You better get on Tyson Plus.
All right. So get on Tyson. Get on Tyson tonight and get that money because you're getting odds.
All you punk ass streamers who've made millions, it's time for y'all to all start getting knocked out.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Time to talk about a guy who's been doing it for real, not streaming, Kent Jones over at Dream Red. It's just better. It's just better when you have you're not in the mortgage business, right? You don't know anything about mortgages. You don't. Okay. What's the best mortgage for you? You have any idea? Do you know like loopholes? Do you know edges? Do you know if you're a VA, if you've got a VA loan selling to someone else that's going to have a VA loan, do you know what can happen with that interest rate. Like, you can keep the same, you don't have to pay. There are all kinds of different ways in which Kent Jones can save you money, okay? If you're looking for the best way to get into that home, how about a scenario quote, okay? You've got so much down, the house costs this much, what is it going to be every month? How much, where can I save money? And Kent Jones will do all of that over the phone without even taking down, you know, all your Social Security. The other places won't even talk to you until you give them all your Social Security and all this stuff so that they can just bother the snot out of you. Kent Jones ain't doing that. Kent Jones is going to give you his undivided attention, and he is going to save, I can't say he's going to save you, but he has saved thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for people over the years. Over 1,400 career closings, 30 some years that he's been doing this. It's incredible. So you're going to get a house, one place to call, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473, Jaken Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Apparently, people want to talk about this fight. We got a board full here,
you're
so
excited.
Let's go.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm not going to miss.
Excited
my wife
for
said,
it as
you're
well.
Going to watch this? I said, Nick, well, this is can't miss. Yeah, 100%.
Well, you got the Rockets playing tonight in their first game of the NBA Cup. And you got the fight going on about the same time, right? I think they're going to be about the same time. So that's going to be difficult. I'll have my phone watching the Rockets, but we got to watch that fight. That's for sure. There's no question about it. And these guys want to watch it as well. Dell, who's up? Zach is first up. Hey, Zach.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think that Tyson is going to win. And I don't know how. I don't know if it's going to go to decision. I don't know if he's going to knock him out. But the 2-minute rounds and the 8 rounds, the rules are set up to give an advantage to Tyson over Jake. And obviously it's because he's older, but that's not alone. I just feel like, you know, and he's a badass. Like, he's just going to win.
Yeah, I'd love to say all that stuff, but, and Mike's in incredible condition, incredible shape. I'd love to say all this. I just saw Justin Verlander's struggles last year and Aaron Rodgers' struggles this year, and I'm just very concerned for Mike Tyson now.
Well, all I'm kidding. Listen, if Mike.
The age thing is tough. It's tough to
58
get
is 58.
Yeah, but three
so,
rounds.
But here's the deal. Again, Jake Paul has never taken a punch like this. Never taken a punch like this. And if Mike connects, Mike has destroyed a lot better fighters than Jake Paul. Now, it was a while ago, and it certainly it's different now, but that punch still looks awfully powerful. Awfully powerful. Who's next, Del? John is next. What up, John?
Yeah, I don't see how this is. Oh, getting so much. I'm glad it's going to be over after tonight. That's what I'm glad.
But, John, you don't like sports, though. Let's be real.
It's 2-minute rounds. It's 2-minute rounds for Tyson. It's 14-ounce gloves for Tyson. Mm-hmm. And did y'all happen to see the Roy Jones and Tyson fight 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's all I need to say. This is nothing but an exhibition.
It's an exhibition.
And it's probably scripted worse than pro wrestling.
John, you're very cynical about basketball. You're very cynical about football.
You hate sports.
You're very cynical about all this stuff. What you're saying is not wrong. It's 14-ounce gloves, which I don't think it's in Tyson's favor. I think it's in Paul's favor, honestly. Bigger, heavier gloves. I think it's in Paul's favor because he had to move up 45 pounds. The second thing, 2-minute rounds, yeah. I mean, it's geared for a guy who's not a pro fighter against a guy who's 58. You're right. It is an exhibition. But you're taking it too seriously. We just want to see two guys scrap, and it's entertaining or it's alluring because one is Mike Tyson, who, you know, you just say that and it means a lot of different things. And then one is Jake Paul, who is this great showman who's been able to work his way up, who has some intriguing knockouts. This bought and paid for thing, Jackie said this too. So he got beat by a decision by Tommy Fury. So if everything was bought and paid for, Tommy Fury wouldn't have won a decision. Tommy Fury won a decision. This isn't going to be any scripted thing where Mike Tyson knocks out. Like, I heard people try to say that about Tyrone Woodley. This just tells me that people get narratives in their head and conspiracy theories, and they can't get out of them. Like, they have no prayer of ever critically thinking. Go watch Jake Paul's knockout of Tyrone Woodley. And if you tell me, oh, he just took a dive or he got paid to take that, he got knocked the bleep out, a concussive blow. These guys are trying to beat. Jake Paul's going to get his money any way it goes. And guess what? If he loses like he did to Tommy Fury, his next fight's going to make a bunch of money too. It's not going to matter. He's going to continue to make money. Newsflash, streamers make the money now. It's not pro fighters, it's streamers. Streamers are the ones who are going to make the money. They're the ones who's the Aiden Ross of mainstream media? Nobody. No, Barstool Sports is as close as you can come. And that's new media. The standard media, it's they will continue to buy because the consumers now, my kids' age, they care way less about mainstream stuff and they care way more about streamers and people who came up, you know, from what used to be considered, you know, unorthodox paths up to where they are now. Now it's just considered a regular path. So you don't need to. Jake Paul gets knocked out by Mike Tyson. Didn't hurt Jake Paul one single bit. He still is marketable. He's still going to make up millions. He's already got more than he could ever spend. More than he can ever spend.
All right, who's next, Del? Jeff is next. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Real quick, I grew up in a suburb outside of Albany, New York, which is where Mike was from. Met him several times. If he's not on his meds, you'll know within the first minute. And then at that point, I could probably choose to fight. But if I've been seeing him, everything I've been watching, he's been real loopy. And if he's like that in the ring, I think Paul's going to beat him. But if he's off his meds, like one of y'all mentioned,
I think so.
You'll know in the first minute if he's got that fire in his eyes. Then I would go with Mike Tyson. Of course, it's after the fight starts. But
thank you. This is not medicated, Mike. I saw the same thing you're talking about. Is Mike is when Mike's not medicated, as long as he physically can hold up. Mike is on a he's in that mean Mike Tyson mode. He's not on his meds right now. Now, you still got to do it. We'll see if you can still do it. But the fact that we're talking about it, John, I mean, let's really think about this. This is a fight between a 58-year-old fighter who has always been larger than life, a streamer. It's going to be on Netflix, which is not a pay-per-view event. It's a streaming event. And it is going to have more eyes than, honestly, it's going to have more eyes than whatever the highest UFC fight card is. This year, I'll bet you it has more eyes. I'll bet you this has more eyes than the highest. And you got to pay $70 to watch those, but internationally, it's huge, right? I'll bet you. So is Mike Tyson internationally. So is Jake Paul. I'll bet you this has more viewers, if they can measure that on streams. I'll bet you this has more viewers than UFC 300 had.
Yep. Yep.
And it may not even be close.
This or WrestleMania?
Ooh, I'm going to go. Ooh. Oh, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. This is going to be pretty good, though.
Yep.
This is going to be pretty good. It's on the perfect platform because Netflix, I mean, everybody can get to Netflix. If you don't have it, you can still get to it. You know people who have it. Or you can go to a bar and a bar will have it. This is something that everybody can get to. You know, obviously, over-the-air television, ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, everybody's got that. But this is something that people can get to. You don't have to pay for it. I think this is gonna be huge. This is gonna be huge tonight, and we'll see if it lives. I don't know how it can live up to it. We'll see. If it's a good fight, though, if they're taking if Paul can take his punches, this is gonna be really, really good. This is gonna be really good. All right, we'll break in here, and I don't know how this is gonna work. Is this like a Las Vegas fight where there's a bunch of prelims and it's gonna take forever to get to the main event? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work tonight.
Yes,
but
there are.
There are?
Yeah, there are.
Well, then, Dream Shake, you're right. We'll be able to watch all the Rockets game and then turn over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, for sure. You will be able to.
Yeah. All right, well, part of the reason, though, is Vegas is is behind time, right? And so one of the reasons that the fights go off so late. But this is going to be in Dallas. So are they going off at 11 o'clock in Dallas? Maybe. I don't know. Time to talk about Coors. I know what I'm going to be doing while I'm watching. I know what I'm doing while I'm watching the Rockets game. I know what I'm doing while I'm watching the fight. I'm drinking cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. That's right, because it's going to be – I want to be refreshed. I want to just feel good, okay? And I feel good when I drink Coors Lights. I feel refreshed. I feel good. It gives me that little buzz. I like. That's what I like. You can like whatever you like. That's fine. But I'm telling you, that cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, I know it's cold. I know that Colorado River water is better. I just know it. It's just better, okay? My water's better than your water. I don't know where your water's coming from. I know where mine's coming from. It's coming from Colorado, from the mountains. So it is going to be better. And it's true. The water makes a huge difference that you're using in your beer. So if you're looking for the best water for the best beer, that's me. That's Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm drinking it tonight all weekend. Then on Monday night when we watch the Texans, drinking it then too. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother. Yeah.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's talk about, okay, so at the top of the hour, Willie Fritz is going to join us here. We only got a couple of segments left. Willie Fritz, then Five-Star, and then a limo guy, not the limo guy, but the Warehouse Live guy. And then News of the Weird. So we only got a couple of segments left here. Is there anything? We talked about Kingston Flemings going to the University of Houston. The number one point guard in the country chose the University of Houston. That is nice. Is there anything that we haven't touched on yet?
We talked a little bit about the Philadelphia Eagles getting a big win in the fourth quarter, big fourth quarter. Scored 20 points in the fourth. It was a sloppy there was just very little excitement for a game that I thought was potentially going to be another great Thursday night game. It certainly did not live up to that.
No. Now, the first half was awful. The second half, we got some more offense, which was much better. The first half was just awful.
We did our Bobby Slowick segment.
Yep. We didn't do D'Amico. We got some sound bites from D'Amico here.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
And – okay, so first of all, let's talk about the criticism that he's catching. And he was asked about the outside noise, okay? Asked about the outside noise, and he's a coach, okay? He is not going to be listening to this crap. Although he is hearing the Bobby Slowick stuff, and I don't know how he's getting it. I'm pretty sure D'Amico ain't online, you know, listening to going on X to find out what Texans fans think.
I don't think he has a verified account. No, I don't think.
No, but here he is talking about the criticism.
When it comes to the outside noise on decision-making and play calling, all those things, that's the NFL, right? We'll always get that. I don't listen to it. I don't have time to spend on everybody's opinion on how we're running our team and what we're calling and what we're doing. Right, as a NFL coach, you make decisions, and you stick by the decisions that you make. And everybody, of course, being in NFL, being an NFL head coach, probably one of the only jobs where everybody critiques you on Monday. Right, that's the only job, and besides the NFL head coach and the president, you probably get critiqued on every decision that you make because everybody else has all the answers right after the fact, but nobody has the answers. In the heat of the battle, in the heat of the moment, we can all hit rewind as many times. We can slow it down as much as we want to, but that's why I'm here to make the decisions, and that's how it'll be.
So that's a little off because there's a lot of times we're in the moment going, what are you doing? That's not true. Okay. There are a lot of, hey, well, I was thinking about that. Maybe you should. Yes. But there are a lot of times that we're sitting there going, oh, no, 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 no. What are we doing here? You know, let's not do that. But he's right. There is no job other than our job in Twitch, right? There is no job because Twitch immediately has feedback for you. And oftentimes crude and not very intelligent feedback.
Well, social media in general does.
Yeah.
Social media in general does. Put out a mock draft and find out.
Yeah.
Well, so, actually, just watch a football game. Live tweeting's going on all the time. You may not, if you're in the, yeah. if you're involved in an actual game, you certainly don't see it. But there's instant commentary and instant feedback every single day on social media.
Yeah. And in a lot of instances, I don't think, you know, and the coach can always say, well, hindsight. No. In the moment, we're screaming at the television. What are we doing? What are we doing here? You know what? Hey, we shouldn't be doing this. But you know what? Everybody's got a voice now. So everybody is here, and there's a bunch of noise. The Slowik stuff is over the top, over the top. Now, he has his flaws, absolutely has his flaws, but that, you know, that he's catching. Listen, he's going to be a superhero if CJ makes that throw to Tank. He's going to be a superhero. Oh, they scored a touchdown. Oh, they won the game. Oh, it's awesome. But he missed it. CJ missed it. I don't think there was any way Detroit was coming back if CJ hits that pass. There was no way they were coming back from that. Now, D'Amico also is being pretty honest with his team, he says, okay? They're in a slump. There's no question that this team is not as good as we thought it was going to be, that they have more flaws than we thought they would have, that the offensive line is not as good, all of the CJ's not as good as we thought he was going to be. And D'Amico says he's honest with his team.
We speak about where we are, and for me, I always speak the truth in our team meetings, right, and let the guys know exactly where we are. And, yeah, we're going through a tough patch right now, but as I told our team, we need that. Like, we need to toughen up. We need to be mentally tougher. We need to figure out ways to finish games, and the only way to learn sometimes is through failure, right, and that strengthens you, that grows that stamina that you need, and it creates that resolve that you need to see, like, man, where I need to pick it up. Like, it's not all the way there, because if it was, we would have finished those games. So it teaches you, like, where you're lacking, and it shows, like, where we have to pick it up and finish.
You know, I almost feel better about the Texans after the game than I did before the game.
What do you mean?
Not almost. They kicked their ass in the first half.
Yeah.
We thought they were going to get blown out by the Lions.
We do lose sight of the fact that it was really a game that the Texans were the dominant team for. I mean, the first half was really good. The second half,
honestly,
CJ opened up with a really bad interception there on the sideline.
No, the second half was terrible. But you thought, and I thought, that they were going to get blown out.
Oh, yeah.
We were laying the points.
I was already ready with my narratives about how the Texans, this is such an impressive win, and yeah, all that stuff. And you know what? We should keep that in mind. We absolutely should keep in mind how they played.
Yep. Well, in the first half. In the second half, you know what? He's right. They got to find a way. They not putting that first pass to start the second half. Holy crap. Now, they didn't score off of it because Lasseter had one of his picks there too, but it's still a changed field position. They were back on their own one, and then it changed everything. It changed everything. And it gave Detroit life, which CJ just couldn't do. That and the Tank pass were two game changers. Mm-hmm. Game changers. But I feel better about the Texans than I did going into that game. After the Jets game and the game before with the offensive line, I was like, oh my gosh, this team is not good. This is not good. They're going to get their ass handed to them by the Lions. And they didn't. They were right there. As a matter of fact, they covered. So we always talk about, did you exceed expectations? The Texans definitely exceeded expectations. So eat that, all you haters, you slow haters.
Yeah, you people who are saying that John traveled back to 1935 to do a show, he's not a time traveler. He did not if he traveled back in time to do a show, you wouldn't be able to hear us because he would be in 1935.
I'm doing it on an iPhone. Is that 1935?
He at least
I think not.
He at least traveled back to 2009 because they're talking about Texan moral victories.
Do you have it on speaker, John?
I don't have it on speaker. I have my iPad.
He's got his his AirPods in his ear right now.
AirPods.
Oh, that's the reason. The quality is better if you held it as a phone. The quality gets substantially better.
But he didn't want to.
Should
do that.
I just talk on the phone?
You want to do that for?
Who cares? You just have a few people watching. Who cares? The more people listening, try it. Let's try it and see what happens.
Better?
Yeah, it is better actually.
All right. How's that?
No, well, it's not better. It's not better.
Go back to
what you were doing.
Go back
no,
to your closet.
Delay.
Go back to the closet.
Go back to the AirPods. Go back to that.
That's actually even worse. It's actually even worse.
That was a bad choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Nice shot, Lance.
And now it's all garbly.
Look what you did.
Look what I did. Now it's all garbly. John, disconnect and reconnect. Yeah. Disconnect and reconnect.
I'm going to bring you down off the board.
Terrible. Nice
Lance
job,
screwed
John.
You up, surprisingly.
Nice job, John.
No, nice job,
they
Lance.
They tried to give him a Comrex. He's like, good Comrex. Oh, wait, he couldn't have got the Comrex anyway.
Nice job, Lance.
He sounds terrible now.
So we're connect, reconnect.
Way to go,
Raheel.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
Well, you allowed a text from Raheel to throw you off, and now look where we are.
I'm ADD. That's going to happen. I can't be blamed for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can.
It's on Bobby Sloak.
How's it?
Even worse.
All right, how's that?
That's same. Now you're back to being the regular John in the closet.
No, I'm
closeted
now.
John
Vader.
Show. Yeah, John Vader.
You talked about Tyson being on his medication. Yeah, it is your fault. Get on some medication.
No, not being on meds is what's made me special.
Well, special is a word for it.
Special is a word. No, there's no question. You know what? What makes John Daspit special?
Winning at an incredibly high level. If John Daspit were, if the personal injury lawyers of Houston had an award like MLB, he'd be the Tarek Skubal. He would be an automatic Cy Young Award winner for personal injury lawyers. He'd be a runaway winner because, you know what, not only does he file thousands of cases, he has the lawyers to handle it so that you get personalized attention for your case. He also has the background to know exactly what should be covered in your case. So he gets you your pain and suffering at a proper level. He gets your time missed from work covered. He gets all of your medical bills, everything you can imagine that's going to be covered. John Daspit's going to fight for you when someone else is negligent and when the negligence of others ends up causing severe injury to you. You need someone fighting on your side, and that's John Daspit. God forbid, let that thing go to a court. You're going to absolutely get smoked. That's why no one goes to court against John Daspit. They will eventually settle before they go to court. So he plays the leverage game, and he fights for you. He's not trying to turn and burn and treat you like a number and move on to the next guy. He's out there trying to do the best that he can every single time for every single client. 713-CALL-NOW. That's the phone number. That's who you want on your side. Whether it's you, a family member, a friend, you want John Daspit on your side. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Kane is in the building.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, this is basically our last segment of the week where we get to go back and forth because Willie Fritz joins us top of the hour here. And how about they're going to Arizona? I wonder if they're on their way. They're going playing at Arizona. So that's a nice long trip. So that's a late game on Saturday night, tomorrow night. And then we got Five Star. Then we got Warehouse Live Guy. And then we got News is Weird. So we haven't talked much. We haven't really talked much about the college football weekend. Will there be chaos, boys? Will there be chaos? Will there be a big change in the playoff structure, in the playoff picture?
Well, there will eventually. I got to check and see if this.
Well, Georgia, Tennessee is going to decide something.
Yes. And now Etienne is out. So if Tennessee beats Georgia, they're cooked. They're done. Three losses ain't getting him.
Now, did we heard anything about Iamaleava?
Iamaleava? I don't know if we've heard any definite word. You got rid of DJU, now you got to deal with Nico as far as that last name. I haven't seen whether he's a definite or not, so I guess that'll be one of those game time decision things. The chaos would be if Georgia
wins.
Won. So now you have so many two-loss SEC teams in the race.
Is that the chaos?
Yeah, if Georgia loses.
Well, yeah, because Georgia's got to get in, and who's going to be out?
What do you do with Tennessee now? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What
about if Indiana wins?
Well, I don't think that's – is that
– Oh, no. Indiana's next week. Ohio State and Northwestern this week.
Yeah, Indiana-Ohio State.
Indiana-Ohio State is next week.
Yeah, there's not a lot of – that was my point is I don't think it's going to happen this week. It's going to happen potentially next week. There's not – I think there will be chaos.
Did we think Miami was losing to Georgia Tech? No.
No, we didn't think that. And I guess Purdue could get beat by – I guess Purdue at 1-9 can beat – 1-8 can beat Penn State. I guess.
Mm.
Like, who are you looking for, John? What are the you think Florida? Well, LSU, I don't think, gets it. Although, there is a pathway for LSU into the SEC championship game. So, keep that in mind.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
I don't see any games. Here's one. San Jose State at 6-3, taking on Boise State, who's 13.
Now, there's, probably. Yeah.
That's one that could make a difference. Arizona State is going to Kansas State. Kansas State's a bit of a long shot right now. Wisconsin at 5-4, can they? Well, Oregon still was going to get in, but can Wisconsin do any damage at home to Oregon? Is this a dangerous? Is it a dangerous road spot?
How about Arkansas upsetting Texas?
Yeah, I mean Texas still makes it probably, but they are a two-loss Texas.
There's
a lot of two-loss teams that are going to make it.
Texas is the two seed right now.
Yeah, if they lost and make it, they would have a two loss. They'd be a two loss team. They have A&M to close out the year.
The tournament is not going to put a lesser one loss team in. They're not going to. Not over a blue blood team. It's not going to happen. Kansas goes to BYU. BYU 6. Kansas at times can be a little squirrely. I would keep an eye on that game. BYU is only a 2.5 point favorite. Kansas is 3-6. BYU is 9-0, and BYU is a 2.5 point.
Yeah,
favorite.
Kansas just beat Iowa State. Mm-hmm. At home, Iowa State.
Jalen Daniels is the quarterback.
Yeah, Iowa State went from the clear leader in the Big 12 to now needing a lot of help to get in.
Mo, they lost two in a row.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you know who else got stung last week was Kansas State by the Cougs, or 2 weeks ago by the Cougs. They were in the driver's seat to be in the Big 12 championship game, and the Cougs killed it.
And it's now Colorado versus BYU is the driver's
seat. Those two teams went out. And, hell, BYU loses only once. They'll still get in. So, yeah, that's where we stand in the Big 12 right now.
Right, but they would have to beat Colorado in the championship game.
Yeah, but as far as getting to the game.
So whoever wins that, whoever wins the Big 12, not Big 12, not Big 12 championship, but the Big 12 winner is the only team. That's probably the only team. That is the only team that gets it.
If BYU is undefeated and they keep rising, they could be anywhere, maybe a top four team in the country by the time that game happens, just by the rankings. They may, but I'm sure they get punished really severely for losing. That's the only way they would get to. They would have to be undefeated, which they are going into the game, and maybe lose a close one, and they're like, we're not going to drop an 12-1 team out of the rankings entirely.
And they'd be punished for being in the championship game.
Yeah, so that's the way. The Big 12 has a shot, but it has to go down that way. BYU runs the table, loses a close one to Colorado, so that's how they would get there too. Because Colorado at that point is likely going to be 10-2. So now you're just losing to a top 15 team who's 10-2. It won't hurt as bad.
No. Boy, Texas A&M is all in on SEC, playing New Mexico State this late in the season. That's such an SEC thing to do.
Well, they've been in the league for a decade plus, so they know the deal.
They're not a real SEC
what?
Team. But yeah,
how much longer is it going to take?
Arkansas still isn't.
There's SEC,
and they've been in since 1992.
There's SEC John. It's like instead of SEC guy, that's what SEC guy would say. Determining the litmus test for SEC teams. I consider Arkansas an SEC team. I never even considered them a Southwest Conference team. I was like, man, they don't fit here. This is a Texas conference. What the hell is Arkansas doing in here? Get to the SEC where you belong, where you people belong.
Yeah, I don't know. Arkansas still, they're outsiders. Arkansas, Missouri ain't an SEC. Come on.
No, Missouri's not.
Arkansas, by the way, I like South Carolina a lot against Missouri. Missouri just gives up. They just give up. So, and South Carolina is playing good football right now.
South Carolina.
All right, Willie Fritz is joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What about a little quick assist?
Quick assist helps you sell your tickets if you have season tickets. But you don't have to have season tickets. You can just have game tickets that you bought and you can't use anymore. Go to Quick Assist. They will give you the assist in selling your tickets. It's a little twist here. It's Quick A-S-Y-S-T. Quick A-S-Y-S-T. Go download that app, and within about 3 minutes, you will be signed up. You can load your tickets online since everything's done through, you know, uploading now and digital tickets. You can upload your tickets, and once they have your tickets, they list it on 15-plus ticket sites, all the biggest names you've ever heard of and some that you've never heard of. And what that does is it puts your tickets in front of millions and millions of eyes. So you have a better chance of selling your ticket at the highest price. Why the highest price? Because they also have an algorithm that creates dynamic pricing. Dynamic pricing is if the supply side goes low and the demand is high, your ticket price is going to go up automatically. The algorithm moves your price up. If the opposite happens, the inverse happens, your price is going to go down. But they do this to make sure that they sell your tickets for the most money possible. It's Quick Assist. Do not go anywhere else to sell your tickets other than Quick Assist. Download the app today.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.